All right, it is 7:56. This is Guys Night Out at Taverna Rosa in Southlake. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket. We love everyone who came out to participate here at Guys Night Out. Everyone who's listening right now, we really appreciate it. On this round table to my right, I have Gordon Keith, Craig Jr. Miller,
howdy,
and to my left, Bob Sturm.
Hello.
Now, we are in Southlake, and I will admit that I don't get out this way too often. It's quite far from Duncanville. But when I get out here and I look at all the sights and the sounds of Southlake, you know what? I don't know why I don't come out here more often. It's a lot to look at. And I see to my right, there's a booth three down of about, let's say, six ladies over there just eating pizza, laughing, enjoying themselves, drinking a little. It's fun. So I asked Junior right before we came on the air, if you would stroll over there and start spitting your junior game, how long will it be before one of these ladies say, hey, you know what? He's kind of cute. Let's explore this a little bit. Could you go over there and do that?
Yeah, and I think I could drag one of those out of here within 5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's how much game you have, is to go over there, start spitting for 5 minutes, and then that's it. They're all over you.
Isn't the definition of game not having to drag them? Like they just walk willingly?
That's more like hypnosis, I think.
No, I said within the hour I could make headway, significant headway.
If you will.
But my point was not that I have game, because I don't think I do. I just don't think looking at those women it would take a whole lot.
Whoa.
Jeez, bro, what are you saying?
Goodness.
Is this how the whole city is? What's going on here?
No, just that booth.
Just those ladies? We're talking about those ladies in that booth over there, Corby.
Oh, hey, ladies.
Yeah. So Junior said that he could go over there and within an hour just
what?
Absolutely be ready to take one of those ladies home and do whatever. And
I give him 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
See?
Yes.
Now, are you?
And my point was not, it's not because I have game, but it's because, you know, I don't think it would take much. I mean, look at him.
Man, I'm uncomfortable. Let's talk basketball.
Why do you think they look so easy?
I never said easy.
Ready.
8 minute easy.
He said 8 minutes.
Oh. Yeah, that's like an easy bake oven.
All right, well, let's go find out.
Well, go find out and see.
Ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson with the wireless microphone.
Junior.
But I'm using Craig as the example, not myself.
Of course. Yeah, that was the example in the first place.
Yeah, use all of Craig's biographical information as if you were him.
Listen to the lines that I have.
Okay, go. Ooh. Boy, you sure are taking your time. Is that how you mosey up the girls? Put a little pepper in your step.
It's called stalking.
Ladies, how's it going? We're kind of talking about you over there. What's up?
I don't know.
There's a lot of ladies over here, and there's very few fellas. I thought that I would.
Seems they may be tripping.
We're Scissor Sisters.
Where's are you guys dateless tonight? This is Girls Night Out?
Yeah.
It's Girls Night Out.
It is.
Just having a tribbing party.
That's awesome.
Oh,
look,
I know
that,
steak,
you're not drinking any alcohol when you're pregnant.
Steak.
Dude.
How does she know for sure?
Because I'm parroting right now.
You're not drinking?
I'm not pregnant.
Oh, okay. You know that? Because I have a kid.
I got a pants full of uterine lining and...
Oh, boy.
Good.
You're not helping the situation at all. Do you want a sip of my beer?
Sure.
Why are you using quotation marks when you say beer?
See, it works every time.
Is she taking a sip of it?
She did.
Is that bad?
She ought to lose consciousness in
good?
About
9.
That is
eight.
And you're done.
You know the lesson is
she'll be entering the K-hole and
Jennifer?
Uh-oh, okay. That one's not having fun, the one in the pink.
I think
uh-oh.
Why do you say oh, she isn't. Look,
she has to go.
She is not having fun.
She is leaving.
Not.
She I agree.
Is mad.
I want you to go away, dickhead.
Oh,
dump that.
Wow, get that.
Dump it.
Yeah, all the game that you
She's going to punch Corby.
She really is.
What's going on? What just happened?
I don't know. I'm having fun.
What just happened?
Jennifer, I thought we were having fun. Jennifer, I thought that we were cool.
I thought she drank a sip of your beer and everything.
It was the other girl who jumped out. She darted out of there.
She did.
She drank the sip of your beer?
No. She's sipping on something right now, but she's waving at him. She's shooting him the finger.
She's shooting him.
She's flipping him the bird.
I don't think.
Wow. Boy, we were having so much fun.
So Craig says 8 minutes or you said 8 minutes?
Corby said 8 minutes.
Clearly, I'm at.
Yeah, 8 minutes. You can't do shit.
Okay, dump that and get away from that.
Get away from that.
Jeez. There's no reason to get all vile.
Jeez, Craig.
Wow.
Gosh.
That is the table with zero sense of humor, guys.
I side with them. I think Corby was being way too aggressive.
I was so nice.
You were forcing her to take a drink.
I said, would you like a sip of my beer?
She said yes. Yeah.
Bob's just eating pizza over here.
I don't think Bob's ever been this uncomfortable. You okay, Bob?
He's emotionally eating right now. He's so anxious.
He's going to gain like 15 pounds.
There were two girls that were very, very kind and receptive, and then there was one that like jumped over the table.
The one in the white called you the
D word.
Yeah, and then the other one really cursed you. It's kind of turning me on, if you ask.
Wait, it was a different one that cussed?
Yeah, it's a different one that cursed, yes.
Oh, wow.
She was yelling at Craig.
Me?
Because you said.
What did I do?
You called them easy.
He said easy.
What? Both of y'all. Go
I didn't call them easy. I was asking why he was claiming that they were easy.
I never said that.
I didn't think they were. I wanted to talk to them.
Do they have.
Go back over and get them to clarify.
Oh, here's Corby's big time superstar question.
Do they have any idea who you two guys are?
That's not what you're going to say.
They have any idea
who I am? That is our fault
in this community.
We assume that at a guy's night out, everybody's a P1.
Yes.
I don't.
But they're clearly not. And so
everybody
not
knows.
No.
In on the gag.
Everybody knows tier one. Right?
So, jeez. Okay. Well,
is that the? When was the last time you've been cursed out by a woman like that before?
I don't know. Long time.
It's been a while, huh?
A long time.
Please.
And again, we were making progress for a minute.
Yeah. And she's still standing up. She's still ready to fight.
Go make peace with her, Corby.
No.
Fix this.
Do you understand? Do you understand that if I go over there, I am going to be hit by a woman?
Yes. Don't go.
No.
Come on. You guys encourage me to make peace with nasty Nestor Aparicio or whatever his name is. Why can't he make peace?
That's way different.
Yeah. Why?
Way
What's different about it?
I do think you should apologize.
He has as much rancor towards me.
I said I was sorry. I go, I'm sorry about all this.
Corby, you can't let the ticket down like this.
You should compromise, too.
You should never compromise.
Oh, then don't compromise, but apologize.
What?
We need to get the girl in the turquoise over here. That's the fun one.
That's the one that drank from your drink, right?
Yeah, we need to get her before she passes
out. You're not saying things in secret. You're saying things louder.
Well, she's looking over here, but she's looking in astonishment, so I think maybe the one in the blacks.
Go say, hey, I'm not talking to you girls. I just want to talk to Turquoise.
Jennifer is her name. Why don't you
use it?
No, have her come over here.
Her last name is Turquoise.
Hey, Turquoise.
Yeah, that's a real good game, Bob.
Ask if she's related to Marty Turquoise.
Go send one of the promotions guys. They're expendable.
Yeah. Send what Craig calls one of the tier five guys.
Get someone off tier five and send them over.
They're like the guys on Star Trek in the red uniform.
Gosh.
We burn through them, but the ship keeps sailing.
Biggest jerk.
This has been fun.
Come on, Corby.
Damn. Don't Corby me.
You can't
don't
let
you
it,
Corby
you can't
me.
Let it sit
you
like this. You've got to make it better.
Go fix this.
Fix it, Corby.
Boy, the standing one looks ready to fight.
She really does. She is not having it. She's
so
like the bodyguard over there. Yeah.
And she's protective of her
she's
flubs.
Fine now. She's fine now.
I'm going to have more pizza over here.
She's like Mama Bear.
Bob has eaten three pizzas in the last.
Because he's nervous.
Boy, that pizza eating is
really good, isn't it?
I'm so scared.
So much emotional eating.
Some people
he just
pass
ordered
gas.
A gallon of ice cream.
He's going to cry later on in the car on the way home.
All right. They're good.
Do it, Corby.
Bob, will you go?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you ladies want some pizza?
Try the pizza line.
Yeah.
Dude,
Corby, come on.
I'm trying to think where it all went sideways, and I can't really remember what was said.
Go ask.
You know what it was? Here's
might
what
have been
was
the
said.
Easy part.
Here's what. here's what was, it wasn't me, it was back here. It was him going, hey.
I know, but you were our representative.
Yeah, I'm the liaison, yet I'm up there catching the
I
fire.
I didn't do anything.
You're back here going, hey, you easy, yeah, you were.
What is that?
Who was you?
Who was that?
You were talking about uterine lining and things like that.
Yes. You mentioned
I was making poetic mention of that.
And then Craig is like, 5 minutes, it's not because I'm good.
That part was a joke.
I'm sure none of it gets lost in the
just
wash.
Just go tell them. Go say. Hey, I just want to know what the problem is between us.
I think the delay is built back up, so we're good.
I am.
You
not
are
going
scared
to, of her. Yes, I am.
Why?
She's mean.
She's not mean. You said something that made her mad, and no, you can work it out now.
You said something that made her mad.
I didn't say anything.
You referenced her uterine lining.
Not hers.
Just the concept
a
of it.
A different uterine lining.
I've never seen you back down from a challenge before.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen this either.
This is such new Corby, and you know, I don't know if
is.
I like it or not.
I understand why you're not going back over there, but it's really disappointing.
It truly is.
All right, I'll go.
Oh, yeah, no.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Corby, 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 Corby.
Standing
oh.
Up.
Oh, she's walking over.
She's walking over. Oh!
Oh, wait a minute now. Now, that was straight up assault.
She just hit him in the face.
That is physical assault.
Yeah, don't do it. Come on back. Yeah, come
wow.
On back.
Okay. She just hit him
she
in
really
the face.
She really hit you in the forehead.
Go ask her why she hit you in the face.
Hey, Corby, I'm an attorney. We can sue.
Ow.
And then she's following you up this way.
That hurt.
Can I have more pizza?
Ma'am, he said you didn't have the guts to hit him again.
Here you go, Bob.
Look at her. What is
she's
she doing?
Right behind
I don't know what
you.
She's doing. Oh, she's imitating him, I see.
Oh, she's looking for her fourth husband. That's what she's doing.
Oh!
Snake!
That'll teach her hitting you in the forehead, right?
You're going to let her hit you like that? Go back over there and...
I told you she was going to hit me. What?
That... Dude, she really actually hit
that
you.
That is the snake that we know.
Come on.
I didn't even say anything either. I walked up and she hit me.
It was like watching a five-year-old get hit.
Dude,
it was
you're
like you just
you're like
stunned,
Joey Batista.
Scared, you back down.
She actually.
Where's your ticket prize?
She right crossed you, dude, and you didn't do a thing about
it. I stood here and said, she's going to hit me.
Yes.
And I just walked over there without saying anything.
All you have to do is speak peaceably to her and speak
and they're over
reasonably.
There the exact same
She'll
time having the
you.
Exact same talk about it. I swear.
No, I've already got headphones on.
If he comes over here, I swear I'm going to hit him in his forehead. And she did it. I swear to God, if he comes over here, if he even thinks about it.
Oh,
and then
God.
She followed you over. And now she's kind of...
She just...
Come on.
She's like basking
Corby,
in her victory. She won,
Corby,
dude.
She did.
Go apologize to her for your head getting in the way of her hand.
She just endured you.
She did.
You lost.
No.
Snake.
Listen
snake,
to these people.
Snake. They need
that
you.
That is Southlake speaking.
This wall. You do not disappoint Southlake.
Those are Americans.
All right, I'm going back.
Yeah! Snake!
You were clapping.
You should do it.
It's because I know
Go.
We have a case. I want to represent
you. You were so
you.
Caught up in this Roman Coliseum thing right now. Craig stood up to cheer.
Take off your shirt and go over there shirtless.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I'll walk over there backwards. She won't recognize you.
I'd ask her to do that.
Put on a disguise.
I'd ask her to take her shirt off, but I'd have to see that bad boob job.
And oh, boob! Snake. Dude.
Look at everybody's videotaping. Is she part of the contingent? She's not part of their group, is she?
I think so.
A what?
She's part of their group.
Is
she's getting
table?
Evidence against you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
She's coming this way.
Did you get it on tape, him insulting the woman?
She is walking right behind.
Oh, there she is.
You.
Do we have security?
Have her come on up here.
You are such a wuss.
Come on,
dude.
Corby.
Well, she's not.
Corby's being protected by other females right now. That's how low.
By a harem.
But she's not at the table now, so
you just
you can
called
go back.
These two nice girls part of a harem?
Hell yeah.
They're going to hit
you
in the forehead.
Do you know how to say anything nice about women? You can insult every woman in here before the night's over with.
Do I have to remind you what you said?
What did I say?
What's you with your uterine
Dude,
lining.
They all left. There was a table full of girls, and they're all gone.
Yay.
You are the girl that, whisperer. You whisper their ass all the way up out of here.
You're the reverse girl whisperer.
So
no,
wait.
Talk about, are you over there, too?
Let's.
Here she comes. Maybe she wants to say something.
Let's back up.
You said.
Was she sitting with them?
You said that within 8 minutes, you could have them.
We're running late.
And it's turned into a full-on fight where I was struck.
In 8 minutes, though.
I
He's
am
right.
Sorry. And she if you would you like to sue, I will represent you.
I think I'm going to sue you.
No.
I'll represent you if you sue him.
And I'll represent me if you sue him.
What?
This is so confusing. Bob, you want more pizza?
Well, there is an open table over there. I mean.
All right.
So come on by to Taverna Rosa.
Yeah, we got an open table.
Yeah,
we got a six top available.
Bob has more pizza.
Bob has eaten 17 pizzas.
He's so scared,
baby.
He doesn't know what's happening.
It's my comfort food.
All right, are we done?
It's 8:15.
I don't care.
Are we done?
Thank you.
We're not done,
thank you, Taverna Rosa. Thank you, South Lake. I'm so happy to be here.
Say Will Holla.
I'll stick around until the sun goes down, and then I know I'm not welcome.
You got to say Will
Holla.
So
I'll leave.
Say Will Holla.
In the house, Will Holla.
Yeah! There's the sign off. There it is.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 9.